music. You remember, music that makes you feel good. Only the music you love on Casey 107.7. The sound that sets you free.
The Chemical Brothers brought some vibe to the house. And then it was Kelly Clarkson, Stronger. Yes, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. It reminds me about the mouse that saw a piece of cheese under a trap, and the mouse went to go lift the trap and started doing pull-ups, and he got his cheese. So, hope that's a story for tonight. So, you're tuned into the KC 107.7 tonight with me, Lady G, and I'm taking you on a journey that proves one very important thing. It's never too late to make bold decisions and start new chapters. So tonight, it's about new seasons, new horizons. Oh, now I can see him. Okay. Okay. Imagine this. Being 56 years old, looking at your life, your experiences, your dreams, and your future, and then making the decision to leave what is familiar behind and step into a completely different world. Our guest tonight, Abraham Kader, made exactly that decision. He chose to emigrate to the United Arab Emirates, a country, a culture, a lifestyle very different from what he has known. But where is... There's also an interesting story. So I don't want to give away too much from my side. Let's hear by the man. He's tuned in from the UAE into our KC 107.7 line and South Africans and whoever's listening. Hi, Abby. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for the invite, Lady G. It is from a very warm, let's say, a very hot UAE. I'm in Abu Dhabi. And just to give you an idea of the temperatures, half past 8 in the evening at the moment, and it's currently 43 degrees, so it's quite comfy, to say the least.
I think I got similar stuff from your daughter, Chanel, that showed in the Netherlands, she immigrated a week or two before you. What is so amazing?
Yes.
Father and daughter decides to leave South Africa behind and start this new chapter. Wonderful. Wonderful. So she also shared some pics of how the weather is. It at 9 o'clock, it's the light, you know?
Yes, yes.
So before we dig into it, I said I'm doing something different with you tonight.
Yes.
Okay. So let's dig into it then. So at 56... I'm giving you now a choice. What does a new season of life really look like? One, is it frightening? Is it exciting? Is it lonely? Currently where you're at, you're not there for long.
It is exciting and frightening and sometimes lonely. It's okay. All three in one. But if you want me to choose only one, then I will say super exciting.
Uh-huh. So it's a new adventure.
Absolutely a new adventure.
You like that mouse. What doesn't kill you make you stronger.
Oh, absolutely. I love that one. That was a good one.
So, or could it be, the other thing is, could it be beginning the most unexpected adventure yet?
Oh, my head. Oh, absolutely. I will tell you a little bit more about that. So as I've just entered the UAE, I have met so many friends from all over the world. And I'm literally planning on various journeys. So the first journey that I'm doing, because I am, my first 6 months is just orientating myself in the United Arab Emirates. But my next journey is in fact going to Jordan. So I am on my way to Jordan for my birthday week probably. So yes, I'm going to go to Jordan. I'm going to go to Greece. I'll probably visit Chanel. So there's a lot of traveling involved. So I'm going to, This is exciting stuff.
80 days around the world.
It's exciting.
80 days around the world, you say.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
No.
The 80 days are not enough for all the travels that I'm going to do.
So.
And at 56, can you believe it?
So true. So, we're going to, I told you, we're not doing things as per usual. It's a new season, so new stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you're going to take us on your journey. So, would you have the courage to start over in another country at 56? That was a yes.
Absolutely, yes.
So. So.
It's here.
Yeah. It's the power hour. Anyway.
I wonder how many people will actually go at 56 and actually start from scratch, pack in a bag. Now, remember, and I will say this again to anybody that's traveling, think about everything that you've got at home, everything. And think about that you can only pack 46 kilograms in two bags and a 7-kilogram carry-on. That is your entire life that you're going to carry on, and mine is permanently here. That was less than 50 kilograms packed in three bags, two suitcases, and a haversack where my laptop was in. My laptop was close to 7 kilos. So you can imagine, that is it. And what a beautiful experience so far. I have gone to Dubai. I've spent time over there quite a bit. I've seen beautiful cars, luxury hotels. In Abu Dhabi, oh my gosh, the people are so friendly, they're so welcoming, and they are just there. So for anybody out there who say it's impossible, trust me, I thought it was impossible too, and here I am, and loving every minute of it.
So something else I want to touch on, right? You and your wife of 25 years, correct? You two made such a bold move. Tell us more about it. I'm not going to say anything. You tell me. You tell our listeners this side.
Oh, yes. So, yeah, I can almost call it a crazy move. The fact that I am here living in Abu Dhabi alone. My wife has decided that she is going to stay in South Africa and work in South Africa. And our lives are literally on a telephone. But there are crazy, crazy things that's happening or that has happened. I mean, can you imagine? And Lady G, you know, I used to do everything around the house and so on. And all of a sudden, 1 week ago, I get a call to say our dog has just died.
Oh my.
Then I get a call thank you so much, Lady G, to say that there's no electricity. So Nadia's alone at home. Judah's in Stellenbosch. The geyser just packed up. The car just packed up all in one go. And I was the one that always used to take care of these things. So, I mean, I felt so sorry for Nadia having to actually manage all of these things at the same time. Thankfully, family and friends are around that could support and give moral support and other types of support to get things going again. But it was a very, very bold move to make this decision that I would come alone. And I must admit, it was the very, very first time that myself and Nadia's ever been away from each other. I mean, we've been away from each other for short periods of time, but this is a very long time away.
I want to say there's a slang word that goes, kudos to your wife for supporting you.
Absolutely.
Because to make such a bold decision, you need to love very deeply. And you need to love from your inner soul.
Yes.
So a shout out to your wife. I have the privilege
and
that I'm going to
shout out to my wife.
I have a privilege to talk to her next week to get her side of the story to see if it's going together or not. Actually, the whole idea was to get both of you online on the radio, one in the first half and the other one in the second half, because it's different views from different countries. You know, and different perspectives.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
But anyway, I'm sorry for all the things that she has to navigate around. Then again, I want to come to the song, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger.
Makes you stronger, absolutely.
And I
tell you, she's got resilience, eh? Nadia's got such resilience. She's such a wonderful wife. And as far as she is, she still supports me 100% with all the things that's happening over here. I mean, she's always got a good something to say just to keep me motivated. This is the new university. It's new cultures. There's a lot of things that I'm not used to.
Yeah. So I first wanted to touch on the deep topic. And then I want to come back to the other topic. So the deep one was touching on your wife, that decision.
Yes.
And it gives other couples also hope. You know, when you love each other deep enough, and then you can take hands with each other and support no matter what. So now let's come to working in the UAE. How is that part going? How's the new university? How do they operate? Tell us.
Oh, my God. Lady G, think about, I can't even explain if I say the most beautiful university that you can possibly think of. I'm talking about, okay, let me just do some simple things. When it comes to the university's cleanliness, right? There's not a single thing lying around anywhere, not papers, nothing. There are people taking care of that and keeping the university so beautiful. The university state of the art. I'm talking about when you get into the university, you plug in your computer, it automatically links to everything in the lecture hall. The students are so fantastic. I only lecture to Emiratis.
Emiratis, the Arabs.
Yes.
So
yes,
so
I only lecture to the Arabs. Yes.
So just a question there, no? Wait before you continue. This is a comma now. This is a comma. Then you continue.
Okay.
So I want to just get it into my brain, okay? You're sitting now, you're only lecturing to them. Is it all with Arab clothes and stuff? Is that the vibe?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Photo that you posted. I actually post a photo every day when I greet my family to say good morning. And I show them what I'm wearing. I'm in a suit and a tie every single day. Like all of us are in suits and ties that are lecturers, that are expats. All the ladies, the students are there in their full garb, beautifully dressed. The men exactly the same, beautifully dressed. The men wear white, and they just look so, so good. They look really, really nice, professional. It is just lovely to work with the Emiratis. They are very friendly. They are very helpful.
Are they?
They work hard. Yes, they are. Oh, my gosh. They are so, so friendly. This is, I'm telling you, people will not understand unless they're physically in the country how beautiful it actually is. I mean, I can tell you it's beautiful, but nobody will understand. And, you know, it is so safe. I left my, give you an example. I left my cell phone on the table for 2 days. 2 days later, it was still there.
Wow.
I couldn't find it. In fact, I blocked my number. And I phoned Nadia. I said, I think I lost my phone.
So how did you block yourself?
And 2 days later when I...
Oh, you blocked the phone. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yes.
It was not a blunt moment. Really now.
I just like the way you added that. So, yes. Mm. So, I blocked the phone and looked. It was a soft lock. And I put a note because it's an iPhone. So, I put on a note to say, if you find the phone, phone me to my alternate number, which. And then I found my phone exactly there. I must admit, since I'm here in the UAE, I'm really lost cop. I because things are so safe, I don't really think what I do and where I leave my stuff because it will be there. It's just one of those things. And I must be mindful because, for example, I was driving and I left my car open since the Friday, and I drove again the Monday, and everything that was in the car was still there. I mean, that's just how it is here.
Do that in South Africa.
I tell you something, you know, and I'm living in a beautiful villa. I can tell you for sure, for anybody who's wanting to come to the UAE, there are certain areas. There are certain areas that are extremely expensive, like your Camps Bay, Llandudno areas. And that is typically where the standard of the houses or the villas here. That's like standard, you know. Lady G, since you are on the line, I just want to give you an idea of what it looks like outside. And you maybe can tell your listeners what you are seeing outside.
Wow. It looks like a upmarket.
Doesn't it look like a palace?
A palace area, yeah. Wow. Beautiful. Wow. You're living the life, eh? You're living
exactly.
The life.
So this is typically what it looks like, Lady G. I'm telling you, it is just absolutely beautiful here.
So I wanna. We got a few minutes left only.
Yes.
So I want to, you know, someone. Firstly, just briefly say before, and you must first listen to me. I'm gonna put another comma there. So briefly, you have made that choice, but what do you actually? You are a lecturer there. What are you lecturing? What is your field of expertise? Share that with our listeners because you never know who's listening and who's thinking, I want to do that. And then I want you to end off the session with someone and give that person advice who wants to immigrate one day.
So let me wrap up for the next couple of minutes on this. I am a supply chain lecturer, so I'm in the business faculty. I have got more than 25 years experience in supply chain, internationally, nationally, locally as well. But I've also studied, so I've completed my master's and I'm currently doing my PhD. It is in terms of other subjects that I do, so I do supply chain and operations. I do business communication. I'm also the senior course team leader. I've just been elected last week as the senior course team leader for business communication. I also lecture finance and accounting. And so those are and then the other one that I lecture is artificial intelligence because I'm a specialist in artificial intelligence as well. With regard to ideas for anybody who, yes.
Can I backtrack you quickly? You said you were a specialist in AI.
Yes, you may. Yes.
So, meaning, briefly, meaning, continue. Seeing
meaning
the world,
that,
we're living in this world, I think someone wants to listen to this, and I also too, me too.
Okay, so basically what I do is I teach the basics of artificial intelligence, but I also now teach code. So I can actually write code in artificial intelligence with the help or I should rather say I can navigate and show how code is written within artificial intelligence in order for you to be able to get to a particular place, whether it is writing code for your for Excel formulas eventually, or having it as an embedded tool on top of an enterprise resource planning software to manage your inventory. So that is something that myself and another colleague is navigating for the industry.
So you wouldn't mind if I'm going to invite you back? Not now.
Oh, absolutely.
But for that AI thing, we're going to do the AI thing. It's much needed.
Oh, absolutely.
So
it's much needed, and it's the way of the world.
It's the way of the world, but we need somebody that understands it. We need someone that specializes and teaches the stuff, because people just go blindly into AI and they don't always know what they're getting themselves into, you know, because it's our easy way.
And there's lots of risks, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's lots of risks as well. So teach the risks, the ethics, and everything related to it. And I'm very cautious, and I let my students understand that there are pros and cons, and the cons at times can outweigh the pros if not used properly.
Exactly.
So that is on AI.
So now,
therefore, for anybody,
we're back to the UAE now. We flew to South Africa,
yes.
Then we went back. Yes.
So for anybody who would like to travel to the UAE, especially in the fields that I am, for example, in lecturing, etc., or even working for that matter, there's lots and lots of opportunities. There are lots of opportunities. What you need to do is go on to various websites and have a look at what is being offered. For example, what is currently needed in the UAE are people with industry experience, lots of industry experience, that has also got a minimum of a master's degree. But the master's degree is just not any master's degree. It must be as a minimum from the QS 300 universities. Now, just to give you an idea, Stellenbosch University is in the top 300, and UCT, UJ, Witwatersrand. Just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about, of the quality universities, I think Witwatersrand is also in the QS, QS 300. So then they can come apply, and they will be given an offer, and they can navigate it that way. So that is my advice to anybody. One of the sites that you could look at is I will post the site to you, and your listeners can possibly look at those sites to see what opportunities are available in the UAE.
I think what I want to do, and I'm now listening to you, we need a session, an interview where we can focus maybe on how to help somebody and guide them towards something like that. I think that's also much needed, and people can look to, so like you are there. You're an expert in your field and what you do. We have unfortunately ran out of time for now, but it was good checking in on you. We now checked in on you and the family and the whole family in South Africa. And now we're going to go back to the UAE, and you're going to work out something that we're going to do in a program to assist our young people.
Yes, and the documentation is crazy.
Yes.
Absolutely crazy. In South Africa, not in the UAE, in South Africa, to get to the UAE. So I will guide everybody once we have our next session.
Yes. We will organize a session.
Needs.
We'll organize a session sometime. I'll get back to you. And then our own main focus will be only that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you for the invite.
Thank you, and good night, and thank you for sharing with us, and a shout out to your whole family.
Thank you. A big shout out to my son, Jude, to my beautiful wife, Nadia, to the rest of my family all over, and then to my daughter in Netherlands. A big shout out to her also, since she was in Germany a few days ago. I hope it went well, but I will catch up with you again, Lady G. Take care and God bless. It's
God
9
bless.
O'clock in the evening, so I will retire shortly.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah.
Shukran.
And mashallah.
Mashallah. Goodbye. God bless.
Bye. Shukran.